Russia's hockey team won its first game at the Vancouver Olympics last night, defeating Latvia 8-2. That match started at 8 a.m. this morning, or Wednesday, Moscow time, so it's a pretty safe bet that millions of Russians were late to work today. Ice hockey was a huge deal in Soviet times. Interest waned after the collapse of communism. Now, as Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, Russians are rekindling their love affair with the sport.
It's after 10 p.m. on a Monday evening, and a group of Russian investment bankers are playing a hard game of ice hockey on an indoor rink in Moscow.
We were thinking about playing hockey together for probably almost 2 years, but only recently, only about half a year ago, our dreams started to materialize.
Dmitry Dmitriev plays with his colleagues at the rink of the former Interior Ministry Sports Club just a few miles from the Kremlin. His luxury car is in the snowbound and potholed parking lot at the sprawling complex, and his smart suit is hanging in a locker room that has seen better days. But on the ice, none of that matters.
It's kind of a special atmosphere, indeed. It looks like people are leaving all their problems. Some of us have a very, very tough day on the day of the playing, but this is Monday, above all. But it looks like most of people leave it outside, the change room outside, this ice arena. And for these 2 hours, we are somewhat free from our everyday problems.
Another player, Andrei Braginsky, says hockey's tough image has helped their group grow from just 8 players to around 20.
I think hockey considered to be rather masculine sport, right? So those who don't play, they feel that they're not kind of man enough. So even people who don't know how to skate, or they're just learning how to skate, they still decided, after, you know, months or weeks of hesitation, they decided to join just to show how masculine they are, I guess.
In the Soviet days, it was much more than just a game. International encounters took on great diplomatic significance, and the Soviet Union won 7 of the 9 golds from 1956 to 1988. The current president of the Russian Olympic Committee, Leonid Tyagachev, says it's not a real Olympics if the hockey gold doesn't come back to Moscow.
In the Soviet era, if we won 15 or 16 golds in other sports, but the Americans won the hockey, the Olympics were considered to have not happened. Second or third place in hockey for our country was a humiliation, not just for the people, but for the coaches and the players.
The Americans did beat the Soviets in 1980, the miracle on ice at Lake Placid, but that was just a blip in the Soviet dominance on the ice. A combined team won the gold in 1992, just after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but in the 4 Winter Olympics since then, Russia has managed just 1 silver and 1 bronze. Now, though, things are looking up. Russia has won the last 2 Ice Hockey World Championships, and the fans are hoping for a return to past glories. There are certainly plenty of fans at this recent game between Moscow club CSKA and Lada Togliatti.
The old traditions of Soviet hockey, they live on today.
Sergei Kuranov is a longtime fan of CSKA. He was a serious player in his youth and bemoans the lack of places for young people to play now. But he's pleased that his son is playing and that everyone will be rooting for Russia in Vancouver.
It's more important than anything to win the hockey, more important than any other Olympic gold.
CSKA fans celebrate the winning goal. They and millions of other Russians will be hoping that they have just as much to cheer about after the Olympic ice hockey final on February 28th. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.